Hello and welcome. This is Christina Hills from the Website Creation Workshop, and welcome to this sample lesson from Module 2, from Module 2 of my program, the Website Creation Workshop. And what we're going to cover today is your website design, layout, and sidebars. And what we're doing is we are following along on the handout. And this call is aimed at the non-techie entrepreneur who wants to take control of your business and learn how to use WordPress as your website. And this call is about website design, layout, and sidebars. But this call is not about turning you into a graphic designer, okay? I'm not a graphic designer. I hire that out. Those are the graphics part, you know, your logo. But what I do and what I teach people to do, what I can teach you to do, is how to take your graphics that you get, either stock photography or something you've had custom made, or maybe you don't have any graphics, that's fine too, and how you can manage it yourself. All right, so what are we going to cover on this call? We're looking at page 2 of the handout. And on page 2, you'll see this is the table of contents. And part 1 is, first I'm going to talk about pages versus posts. So we're all on the same page, so to speak, of what the difference is in WordPress when you're talking about a WordPress page versus a WordPress post. Then in part 2, I'm going to talk about the blog. You know, what is the blog part of WordPress? And if you're listening to me thinking, oh, Christina, I don't want to do a blog, well, you don't have to do a blog. You can use the blog part of WordPress for your articles, your newsletters, your tips, etc. Then I'm going to talk about the WordPress theme, define what that is. That was part 3. Part 4, your website design, layout, and sidebars. Going to give you an overview of that. We're going to talk about, in part 5, the difference between a theme and a template. And then in part 6, your header graphic versus an image in your page or your post versus an image in the sidebar. What I find most helpful for people learning WordPress is understanding the terminology, because then when you're talking to other people, or maybe you're talking to a graphic designer or whomever you're talking to, a colleague, a friend, whatever, if you get the terminology right, then you can get your solutions faster. Part 7 is about finding a theme for your site, and then part 8 will be your action steps. All right, so let's turn to page 3. And page 3, we're talking about part 1, pages versus posts. But before we talk about pages versus posts, let's look at the outside and the inside of WordPress. And you'll see we have a figure 1 and a figure 2. Now, the way I like to teach is with lots of pictures, right? Pictures tell 1,000 words. You know, it's a cliche, but it's true. And so in my trainings, I like to have lots of pictures. I like to have handouts, because then you can write on them. I like to have audio. The nice thing about an audio and a handout is you don't have to be in front of your computer. So you can listen to this call later. You can pause it and go back. And you can be in your car while you're waiting for your spouse or your family, or you can listen to this in the park. Anyhow, I like to take learning sort of away from the computer sometimes. I think we spend too much time in front of computers. All right. Outside versus inside. This is important for you to know as a business owner, because the world will see the outside of your website, but you as the admin see the inside, right? The inside is your dashboard, right? Because you're the business owner. Let's turn to page 4. Page 4, right? Here we're looking at a WordPress page. And, you know, we're using the terminology WordPress, but you're building, or you plan on building your site, and your audience doesn't need to know that it's WordPress, right? We're talking business owner to business owner right now. So that's why I say the outside and the inside. So figure three is a WordPress About Us page. Okay, this is an example of what WordPress refers to as static content, right? Content that doesn't normally change, like an About Us. Okay, of course you might update it every so often, put in a new picture, change your bio, but it's really content that doesn't change. And let's turn to page five. Another example, figure four. This is from the Grass Valley Nutcracker. And if you've heard me before, I tell this story about how I started teaching WordPress once I built that site. And I'm not going to tell that story today, but I'm just showing it as an example of a WordPress page. This is a screenshot of the home page. We're looking at figure four on page five. And then below it on figure five, on page five, that's a WordPress squeeze page. And you can find that example if you go to www.websitecreationworkshop.com/signup. So that is an example of a WordPress page that is a squeeze page. That's the terminology. It's also known as a landing page. And you'll notice on figure four and five, they don't look like typical WordPress sites or WordPress blogs as you think of them. And this is one of the great things about WordPress is you can make almost any kind of website. It doesn't have to be a blog. All right, well, speaking of blogs, let's turn to page six, and you'll notice that I'm moving kind of quickly through these pages. That's because we're looking mostly at pictures. Figure six is a WordPress post, okay? And with a post, you have a date. See, I've circled that date there, and an author. So posts have dates, and they have authors. And this is the blog part of your WordPress website. And this is a screenshot from my blog. And you want to think of posts as your articles, your newsletters, your blog, or your tips. Anything that you're going to send out that's date-based. Now, looking at figure six, you may decide, well, Christina, I do want to have a blog or I do want to have a newsletter, but I don't want the date showing. That's fine. You can find different themes that don't show the date. But stick with me with the concept, right? Posts are part of your blog, and they go out. They have a date associated with them, and they use what we refer to as the RSS feed, and I'm going to explain that a little bit more. And pages are something that doesn't change often, right? So, for example, let's say you have a product to sell. You would probably put that up on a WordPress page. Now, you might update the description. You might update the price, but it doesn't change often. All right, I think I've covered that. Let's move on to part two. Part two, we're on page seven of the handout. Is what is the blog part of WordPress? All right, so the blog, we're looking at figure seven. The blog is the collection of posts, right? That is your blog. So a blog is a verb and it is a noun, right? It is a noun because it's your thing, right? Your website is your blog. And to blog, I am blogging, is the process of writing a blog post. So figure seven, we have, you can see me circled. I have circled, this is from one of my students, three blog posts that she has on her site. And these blog posts, let's turn to the next page, page eight. Here's one from my site. So this was from an article I did a while ago, answers to the top 53 questions on WordPress. And you can see there in figure eight, I've circled that read more, right? You can have what is called a read more tag, right? And it's a little link so that when the person clicks, they will get, let's turn to the next page, page 9, figure 9, they will click and they will get the entire article. So you'll have the entire article. Now, why would you want to do this? Let's flip back to page 7 for a moment. Flip back to page 7. You might want to have that read more, and it's very tiny here, so it's a little hard to see, but on figure 7 of the handout on page 7, by having that read more, or read more of the article here, you can make that link say whatever you want. You can have on your home page more articles showing. So Brenda here in figure 7 has the article and then, you know, beginning of the article and then read more, beginning of the article and read more, so that people coming to your blog, right, or your article directory, however you want to think of it, can see the little snippets of each article, and then they can click through and read the whole thing, just like on page 9. Let's turn to page 10. Page 10. So posts, right, these are the blog posts, go out on the RSS feed. And RSS stands for Really Simple Syndication. Okay, so think of the RSS as the old-fashioned days before cable TV, when you had broadcast television, and the television station, you know, NBC, ABC, CBS, in their big towers would shoot out the television waves, and then your little antenna at your house would pick them up, and another antenna at the house down the block would pick it up too. So that is how I think of RSS. So in WordPress, and this is what makes WordPress so cool, the blog part of WordPress shoots it out into the internet on this RSS feed, and then look at figure 10. Then you have these things called feed readers that pick them up. So I have a screenshot. I have in my Google account a feed reader, and I've told my Google account I'm interested in NPR, CNN, and then my own two blogs, of course. And so what it does is it picks up the latest posts. Now, this concept gets even cooler because I'm sure you're like, Christina, I don't read Google feed readers. What are you talking about? Right? Not everybody is an RSS feed geek, right? I'm not. But I use the same shooting out concept for integrating my blog with Facebook, for integrating my blog with Twitter, and for integrating my blog with my email marketing. So that is what the post could do. So that's really the big difference between pages and posts. So when you're deciding to build your WordPress website, you want to keep that in mind. You can build your content as a page, or you could build your content as a post, or you can do a combination. But the post part shoot out into the internet, and other people can grab them and pick them up, so you get more exposure. All right, let us turn, and I'm wanting to go through this at a rather rapid pace so that we have a nice, concise replay. Let's look at part 3, your WordPress theme design. Okay, so what is a theme? So the theme, we're looking at page 11. The theme is your look and feel. It's your overall look and feel of your site. And figure 11, you will see the default 2010 theme. That is the WordPress default theme that you get when you get WordPress first installed. And in my program, the Website Creation Workshop, when you sign up for it, we install for you a WordPress theme. That's your practice theme. It's always nice to have a practice website to work on, because then you can experiment and try things out. So that's the look and feel, which is kind of plain, figure 11. But look at figure 12, okay? Now it's turned into something much more designed. That was with a custom theme that was tweaked, one of my students. Figure 13 is a screenshot from my live event that I did, and that is a sales letter. So it has a headline, a video, and, you know, sales letter was too long to screenshot here, but it's you scroll down and there's a copy. So you can use WordPress to build sales letters. And then figure 14, here is a WordPress theme. There's no content in it. It's just like figure 11, but the design has switched from the default to, and this is a free theme. This Japan theme is a free theme. So you don't even have to spend money. You can get nicely designed WordPress themes without spending anything. Now, I'll be talking a little bit more about how to find themes as we go on in this call today. So let's look at page 12. See how a theme can look very different with customization. So here's a plain business style theme, right? It's empty. There's no content in there. It's a bit plain. But let's turn to page 13. Here's Brenda's site again. That's that same design with some color tweaks and a header graphic. So look what you can do, right, without being a webmaster, without being a graphics person, with just a simple header graphic, and I'll define that as we go. You can take something plain and turn it into a professional-looking site. Now, I'd love to show this example because let's look at the next page, page 14. Same theme, different color scheme. So different student in my course took that same theme, gave it a different color scheme, different headline, and look, it looks totally different. So you can make your site unique for you. But the other thing that's cool about this is you can then have multiple websites if you'd like, and they can all look different using the same theme. All right, let's turn to page 15, part 4, your website design, layout, and sidebars. So figure 18, this is a typical WordPress website layout example. And if you're not familiar with the term layout, it's, boy, I don't even know how to explain it, how things are laid out on the page. Right, so where do things go is the layout. So a typical layout, we're looking at figure 18. The top I've circled, that is the header area. That's the header area. Underneath it, I've circled, that is the navigation. And, you know, you can decide to have no navigation. For example, if you're doing a sales letter, you would not have any navigation there. Then on the left side, you have content. And on the right side, we have sidebars. So this is a typical WordPress website layout. You can have it look different, but this is typical. You can have no sidebars. You can move sidebars over, and I'm going to show you some layout examples. Page 16, figure 19. This is WordPress with the sidebar widgets on the right. And you can see I've circled them. So the term widgets sounds kind of geeky and computery, but just ignore that term, sidebar widgets. Now look at figure 19. Here's what's really cool with WordPress. And this isn't a moving webinar. This is a teleseminar, so I can't move things around. In my website creation workshop program, I get on a webinar and I start moving things around, but this is a teleseminar. See how I've circled these widgets? You can rearrange them by dragging and dropping and moving them around. So I like to think of the sidebar widgets as like a bookcase, you know, and what do you have on the shelves of your bookcase? And you can move items around on the shelves. They are referred to as sidebar widgets, but sometimes you see them across the bottom. So your sidebar widgets can be on the bottom. It really will depend upon what you want and what theme you are using. All right, let's look at page 17. So here are the different layouts. You can have a right sidebar. You can see it says figure 20 on page 17. You can have a left sidebar widget. You can have a center column with your content in the center and the widgets on the right or on the left. Or you can have figure 23, your page menuing above your header, right? It's really up to you. Let's look at page 18. Figure 24, that's a sales letter layout, right, with no sidebars and no top menus. And figure 25 has no top menu layout. So those are two other possibilities, right? What am I showing you? I'm showing you possibilities of what you can do. So let's look at page 19. This is from one of my students, Eleanor, and look at figure 26. So what am I doing here on this call right now? I am training your eye so that when you look around the internet, you will start to recognize these patterns. Okay, so you, the entrepreneur business owner, as you cruise the internet, you'll start to recognize these patterns. So see figure 26, and then below, I'm showing you the layout. You've got that header. And in this instance, on figure 26, it's just brown with the black words behind it. And this is an African drum site. And so that is the header area. Right underneath it is the navigation. Then on the left side is the center content. But look on the right side, the sidebars are very wide, right? So this student decided to have very wide sidebars. And there's a big picture there. You could also have a video playing there. And then notice how there's two little narrow columns. So that is the layout for this site. So you can see figure 27, your widgets can kind of break down into sort of smaller groupings, which is also very cool. Let's turn to page 20. Page 20, figure 28. Some themes have a fixed home page design, and that is part of the theme design. It's a design feature of that theme. So when you're looking for themes that you want to use, you want to look at their demos and see how they are designed, because often for the home page, they will change the layout, but then the interior pages will follow along with a sort of a standard layout. So I just want to point that out. And then here is figure 21. This is another fixed homepage theme, and this theme is a lifestyle theme by Studio Press, and I have a link there. I'll talk about Studio Press in a minute. But look how it's this one, figure 29, this website has three columns in the center. So you can do stuff like that. All right, let's move along. We're at page 22. We're on part 5, the difference between a theme and a template, right? So that when you're talking, you know, if you're talking to me, conversing about your website, you'll want to understand this terminology. Because this free call today is really a pre-training. It is a pre-training for my website creation workshop program. So I want to help you get your head sort of oriented so that you can cruise through the course when you sign up. All right, so the theme is the overall design. It's the overall look and feel of your WordPress website. It dictates the colors, the fonts, and other design elements of your site. A template is a subset of the theme. Templates usually apply to pages. Some themes can also kind of switch the template up in a sense on your posts, but it is a way to change it up. So let me show you an example of that. So here is, first I want to show you figure 30 is the default 2010 theme, right? Comes from WordPress. You just get it installed. And then figure 31 is customized with the Weaver theme. So the Weaver is called a child theme of the main theme. And look how different from figure 30 to 31, how you can take that plain looking site and turn it into a beautiful site with lots of colors. If you like colorful sites, which I do, very attractive. Again, this is one of my students, and she does weddings, wedding planning, wedding, all stuff related to weddings. All right, so let's talk about the examples of different page templates. And we're looking at figure 32 on page 24. Figure 32 on page 24, that is a default page template from the Flex theme. And I have a link for that. It's flexqueen.com. And you'll see in this example, I've got center column. I've got sidebars on the left and sidebars on the right. If you turn to the next page, it is the same theme, different color scheme, right? Same theme, same template, different color scheme. And these are two screenshots from inside my classroom. So if you've been to my site, you've been to one of my WordPress sites, I have a separate membership area classroom. And you can see from figure 32, that was from fall 09, and figure 33, that's from spring 11. So I use the same template, I just changed the color scheme. Here is figure 34, is a page template with no sidebars. Okay, page template with no sidebars. So, same theme, I just switch the template within it. So you can see all the flexibility you can have. All right, let's turn to part 6. We are on page 27, cruising through this. Part 6, the header graphic versus an image in your page or your post versus an image in the sidebar, right? So if you said to me, Christina, I want to get my image in my site, I would want to know, well, do you want it in your header graphic or do you want it in your page, actually in the content, or do you want it in the sidebar? So what I'm saying may seem simplistic. And it might be simplistic for you, might be at the right pace, or maybe I'm going too fast. I'm not sure. But I like to start out simple and then move into more complex so that you have a foundational understanding, right? Not for being a geek, but for being a business owner. So you can do your marketing because your website is your marketing. You need to have control of that. All right, figure 35, I've circled at the top. That's the header graphic of the theme. And then on the side, that is an image in the page or a post. So I've taken this image and I've just right justified it, figure 35. Figure 36 is putting the header image versus the sidebar. So at the top, I've got my header graphic image. And then on the side, this is now in the sidebar area. Figure 36 looks kind of similar to figure 35, but it is a little bit different because it is in the sidebar. Now, I just want to point out in figure 36, this is a screenshot, and I don't even remember which semester I taught this. This is back in the early days when I just had a logo made. I didn't have a full header graphic like you see back on figure 34. You want to flip back for a second. figure 34, I've got my logo, and then I also have the inside the classroom and the picture of me. And looking at figure 36 on page 28, I hope you're not furiously flipping pages too much, but I just want to show you this nice thing about working with WordPress is your site can grow with you. So this header graphic image was pretty plain later. I made it fancier. So that's the cool thing about using WordPress, right? You don't have to have everything all at once. You can relax, take a deep breath, and know wherever you are in your business is where you're meant to be. And the thing is to just move forward. Just move forward. Don't compare yourself to others. Don't look at other people and say, gosh, I wish I were where they are. Just stay where you are and move forward on your path. WordPress makes it easy for an entrepreneur to do that and grow with themselves. So let is go now to part 7, right? Page 29, part 7, finding a theme for your website, right? There are various ways to find a theme, okay? And figure 37 is from the WordPress.org theme directory. Now, when I teach WordPress, I teach WordPress.org. I don't teach WordPress.com. And there's a couple of reasons. One is WordPress.org is the self-hosted and it is much more flexible than WordPress.com. WordPress.com limits you on the number of themes. They don't let you have any plugins. There's a lot of restrictions with WordPress.com. Both of them are free, but WordPress.org is the more professional way to go, self-hosted, you install it on your own servers. All right, so you can look at WordPress.org in their theme area for free themes. So they list a whole bunch. Look, there's 1,400 themes listed there. Some are going to be better than others, right? You just buyer beware when it comes to free stuff. Some are going to be better than others. The companies that I like, and there's more than these two, I'm just listing these here, iThemes and StudioPress, they're two of my favorites. Those are my affiliate links, iThemesQueen.com, StudioPressQueen.com. It'll cost you the same. I get a little commission for making the recommendation. But what I've done is I've ferreted through the companies that are good and some that are not so good, and these two are great. So let's look at page 30. iThemes, figure 38 is just a place to buy a theme, and their prices are very, very reasonable. And figure 38 at iThemesQueen.com, you can go there. The Flex theme is one of the themes. One that I used in figure 34 inside my classrooms, it's really an easy theme for newbies getting started. StudioPress is another great theme company. I love them a lot. Really nice design style, figure 39. StudioPress Queen is my link for them. I would recommend going either starting with free themes inside WordPress or working with a premium theme like StudioPress or iThemes. And there's some others too. I don't think I have them listed. No. Woo Themes is another one. And there's others as well. So the important thing about picking a theme is you want to pick something that you like. You like the layout. You like the look. Maybe you want to change a few little things, but essentially, you like most of it. It's going to make your life a lot easier. Now, I do want to show on page 31, I do want to show you can do Google searches. You can do a Google search for a theme, but you've got to be really careful when you're doing a Google search to watch out what you're downloading, okay? Because you know when you download stuff from the internet, if you're not familiar with the site and you don't know them super, super duper well, you just got to be careful. Because you just don't want to get any viruses or bad stuff in something you download from a site you don't know. So that's why I like using premium themes. And the other reason why I like using premium themes, because you pay for it, they are maintaining it, they're updating it, they're staying up with the latest WordPress. You won't get an old stale theme. Now, with that being said, there are lots of free themes that are kept up to date and are really, really good, like that Weaver theme. And also the theme that you saw in the Grass Valley Nutcracker, that is a really old theme, and it still holds up. You know, there's some things it can't do, but that's okay with me. So just anyhow, my whole point, figure 40, just be careful. All right, we are now at part 8, action steps. So your action steps are to start planning your site, right? Decide the layout you want, decide sort of the look and feel, and think about, do you want to use pages? Do you want to use posts? Are you going to, what kind of look do you want? Do you want center column? Do you want right or left column? Look at the internet, look at other WordPress sites, and just start thinking about how you want it to look. And then for you now, for more information about my next website creation workshop, you're just going to want to click that link below, websitecreationworkshop.com/register. That will get you information on signing up for my program. I hope that you enjoyed this, and I will see you on the next call.